FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate ratings for restaurants. You cannot have good food without good wine. Some say sommelier, some say sommelier. But today I'm saying movie star. We've got Joseph Defana with us, founder and director of Mosey Wines and Spirits, and one of the stars in the movie Blind Ambition. Welcome to the show, Joseph.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it.
We are looking forward to hearing a little bit more of your story. So you're one of four Zimbabwean Soms who took part in some competitions, and you starred in the movie. But let's start. How did your story begin?
Jeez. My story began in 2009 when I left Zimbabwe as a refugee. Then I came to South Africa illegally. I then stayed in the refugee camp of Musina, Limpopo province, up until I was granted an asylum, which I used to go to Johannesburg. So in Joburg, I lived a Methodist church, which was run by Paul Verlaine then. The ladies were allowed to sleep in church, and the gents were only sleeping actually outside on the floor in the street. So I lived that life for almost 2 weeks. I then moved down to Cape Town, and I lived in Rubiga still, where I worked as a gardener, my very first job, to two homestays. And I also worked as a gardener at Papa Black Sheep Restaurant. That's all, like, really where it started, really, the love of wine and all that stuff. So, I mean, imagine living in the heart of Swartland, where you're surrounded by all these vineyards and these wineries. I mean, for me, it was quite fascinating how can someone transform or convert grape juice to wine, you know. So, yeah, that's how it actually started.
Wow.
That's how it started, yeah.
And how did you start learning about the wine? Was it from the people in the area, or did you get a job in a winery?
Sadly not. I was given a glass of bubbly on my 29th birthday, on the 7th of March in 2010. That was my first time to have wine. I didn't like it. I mean, you might have seen the documentary or the trailer that I said I didn't like it. And that's true. I mean, that's very true. Did not like it. Well, now I do have all these wine vocabularies that it was astringent, very acidic and all that stuff. But then I didn't know much about how to express how I felt after tasting my first glass of wine. So I just didn't like it. But then mid-2013, that's when I started really studying wine, Stellenbosch, hiking from River Castillo to Stellenbosch and back. So I really started studying wine literally 19 years ago.
And tell me, working in top restaurants, is that where you learned a little bit about food and your love affair continued?
Well, look, the love of food and wine actually started at Aubergine Restaurant in 2011 when I joined Aubergine as a barman. By then, I didn't have any clue about wine again, but then I saw how Harold, Fisher Smith, the owner of Aubergine Restaurant, how he was actually trying to pay food and wine with the then sommelier Howard Buisson. So I was like, there must be something into this. But I completely forgot about it. Then I started studying wine now. After that, then my first job was actually at DME in town. There was a white room which we could do food and wine pairing. So that's all kind of like really my culinary side started in terms of food and wine pairing.
And what would you say is the top restaurant that you've worked at?
The top restaurant I actually worked at was Lacolom. I was the head sommelier of Lacolom from 2014 until 2021 June. I mean, I think for me that was one of the very best in terms of how to execute food and wine. But having said that, I mean, I also give a bit of, like, not a bit, but I give credit to Aubergine, because when I worked there, of course, yes, I was in the bar. But then at Lacrom, I was actually the forefront where I could actually do food and wine pairing myself. So, yes, Lacrom.
Wow, that's exciting. And, Joseph, what is your favorite food and wine pairing?
Well, it depends, really, with what you're having. I mean, it's very difficult to tell in the sense that, I mean, is it Asian cuisine? Is it European cuisine? Is it Afro-Fusion cuisine? I mean, I am that person who likes really to break the unusuals. like whereby you say, of course, you're having the fish, so you must have white wine or shad and stuff like that. I mean, fish can actually work well with rosé. Fish can work well with cinsault. Fish can work well with pinot noir. So I like something like that. I want to push myself to the limit. I want to like really bridge the boundaries. You know, sommeliers of today, they're a little bit different from sommeliers from 10, 20 years ago, whereby it was very like strict and all that stuff. I mean, we are very approachable. We speak to our guests. We ask them what they want to drink. Now, back then, from my understanding, it was so difficult for a diner really to choose sometimes what he or she wants, because sommeliers would want their way or no way. Mm. So nowadays, I mean, we're very flexible and easy. I mean, when I say we, some of our, myself and actually some of the sommeliers who are on the floor right now, I mean, I'm still a sommelier, by the way. Yeah.
Well, I think I've learned so much from the somms in the restaurants, because they are so giving with their knowledge and they make it interesting. And that just, to me, is a huge part of the restaurant experience.
Well, indeed. I mean, as a sommelier, you're going to have to read your guests. I mean, the guests visit you to enjoy themselves. It's not vice versa. They're not there for you. They're there for the experience. So you're going to have to give them what they want, you know. So like I mentioned earlier, you're going to have to ask your guests what they typically enjoy. That's how I used to work. You know, it's not like what I want to say on that particular day. No, you ask your guests what they typically enjoy when they're somewhere else or when they're home or when they're overseas. Then you find something similar locally in your wine list, or something similar in your, like, by the glass or something like that. Then you can actually make the experience memorable.
And you certainly do that. So, Joseph, thank you and well done. And I'm sure many people are going to go and watch that wonderful movie called Blind Ambition to hear more of your story.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, Jenny.
Our pleasure. For thank mouthwatering you. Recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.